Good morning.
Morning.
What can I help you with there?
I want to rent a boat and some fishing stuff.
Okay. We can do this.
All right.
Jay Guyon knows that one of these days, he's going to the big Catalina in the sky. That's how he puts it. But until that day, you'll find him down at the Avalon Pleasure Pier, doing his life's work, running Joe's rent-a-boat.
When you're going in and out of the harbor, the speed limit's approximately 5 miles an hour. Most of us walk at about 3, so 5 miles an hour is just a little bit faster walking.
Jay starts his days early. He usually wakes up at 4:15 a.m. In the spring, he gets to work around 7:30.
I'll work until 11 o'clock and go to lunch.
Then he comes back to the pier, works from noon to 2 o'clock, and he goes home.
Do an hour, hour and a half of book work, and then come back down and finish up when we close.
He closes up at 6. That's an 11-hour workday, and Jay is 80 years old.
I was born in 38, so my age is older than I want to be.
But he's not alone. His son, JJ, owns part of the business, and his grandson, Joe, helps around the shop, too. Joe's 18, and he says he knows he's going to be working in the business for a long time.
Well, I went to school for outboard mechanics, so this is going to be my life.
He might seem a little young to have his life plans figured out, but he's following in his grandfather's footsteps. Jay got an early start, too. His dad, Joseph, moved from Maine to Catalina and bought the boat shop in 1927. Jay's rifling through the drawers in the boat shop. He pulls out a stack of old pictures.
I'm putting a picture on the counter. This is when I was in high school, and this is a friend of mine, John Hansen. And we saw something in the seaweed across the bay, and we jumped in a boat wide open across the bay. John reached in and grabbed a gill, and I grabbed the tail, and we put a 65-pound white sea bass in the boat with no tackle.
You think you could still do that?
I can't bend over that far now. And this shows rowboats, two oar boats, 35 cents an hour.
Picture it's another photo. This one's from the early 1940s. Jay's standing with his brother and his father on the pleasure pier, and he's around 4 years old.
That's when I got started and fell in love with the boating industry.
Yeah. Jay says he fell in love with the boating industry when he was 4. He was made to work with boats. And that's exactly what he did. Just like Joe, he started young, and he never stopped. He spent his early days at the shop rowing people back and forth from private ships, 3 or 4 hours at a time. In 1963, he got drafted, but Jay came back for the summers and made sure he could keep working on Catalina Island. He went into the Coast Guard Reserve. Yep, he still worked with boats. Do you like boats?
I love boats. Always have. When from the time I got old enough to be able to get in a boat of my own, I've always been on the water and doing different things with boats. Fished commercially in the wintertime for lobsters, and always had boats in the water.
For 16 years, Jay worked on the docks. He prepped the boats, he cleaned the boats, he moved the boats. But as his dad got older, Jay had to take on more of the bookkeeping. And then Jay's father had an accident.
He had fallen and broken his neck on going up and getting his driver's license. And they put him in a halo, and he was 4.5 months in a halo. And that's when I really took over and started operating the business myself. And that was in 91.
Jay was finally taking over the family business. But the shock of his father's fall was only the beginning of his worries outside of work. That year, tragedy struck over and over.
Well, my first wife, she died in 91 in April from breast cancer. And then my mother died in June of 91, and she was 86 years old. My dad died in August of 91. And with those three at that short period of time, it gave me a whole different idea about what life and death was.
But he couldn't just take time off and grieve. Someone had to keep the business running. Jay had to keep the business running.
But it was a role that I didn't want to particularly take on. But I continued with it and managed to put everything together, and we were still in business.
He found comfort in taking a boat out on the water on Wednesday afternoons, but he was still in the shop 7 days a week, 14 hours a day. At age 52, Jay started a new chapter in his life. He made a family trust and put everything he had into the business. And he started to think differently about his own life.
Yes, we all have our chance here. We're only visiting. And when it's our time, it's our time. And there's nothing you can do to alter it then.
Turn off to the right, and this is our warehouse area up through here, as far as the blue container that you see.
We're at Jay's workshop, hidden in a canyon just a short drive from the pleasure pier. There's a big green warehouse full of boats and a bunch of little trailers stuffed with old, dusty family treasures.
That's my grandson, Joe. He gets my half when I go to the big Catalina in the sky.
Jay knows that his grandson will eventually be the one to take over the family business, and he thinks that Joe will be ready. So when Joe comes up to us and Jay starts telling him about the future of the business, it's a big moment.
Well, we have a family trust, and of course you're named in the trust to take my share of the boat stand. That's when I go to the big Catalina in the sky.
Oh, okay.
They're standing a few feet apart in this warehouse about half the length of a football field, but the conversation makes it seem small. It's clear that this is the first time Joe's hearing about it, but he also probably saw it coming. So how do you feel about inheriting this type of business?
I'm excited.
His grandfather is leaving big shoes to fill. He's leaving an amazing legacy. But more importantly, he's not leaving yet.
My wife says that I'm the only one that she's known that skips to work. People that I've known for years on their private boats and coming back and forth and renting boats from us, they say, when are you going to retire? I have no reason to retire. I really enjoy what I do, and I'm here to stay.
From Catalina Island, I'm Remy Rea for KISL and the Transom Traveling Workshop.
Tropical heaven out in the ocean, covered with trees and girls. If I have to swim, I'll...